Good morning, Gdańsk!
Juhu!
Good morning, Gdańsk! It is Saturday!
Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie w sobotę. 6 minut po 11. Chris Farman.
And Ewelina Potocka. How is your Saturday going, Ewelina?
Ah, very, very well. I'm very glad that we are here again.
We are, yep, again from tomorrow.
I had a rest yesterday. I watched a lot of soap operas.
Soap operas,
yeah.
English ones, EastEnders,
Polish,
Coronation Street.
Polish, yeah, but I think in Britain it's very popular.
This EastEnders, opera, Coronation Street, yeah, it's...
Opera Mydlana.
Opera, okay.
Mydlana.
I'll remember that
opera.
One, don't worry, I'll remember that.
And how was your morning, how was your evening?
It was good, actually. I went to Stary Manish last night to watch Skalpel.
Skalpel,
with a Polish accent.
Not so easy music.
Honestly, it wasn't like, I listened to a demo first and I thought, okay, I'm not really going to like this. But when I got there, honestly, something totally different. I've never listened to this kind of music before. It's like a jazz with electric. Really amazing.
So
really,
now?
Absolutely amazing.
So you discovered something new in music.
I have. And there's quite a few jazz clubs around Tri-City as well, which I'm thinking about going to.
Ah, yeah. So now you switched. So we should also maybe change your music during our show?
Maybe. Just a little bit.
Okay, today we... Dziś dla Państwa wybraliśmy też bardzo różną muzykę. Myślę, każdy znajdzie coś dla siebie. I co? Jesteśmy tu. Przywitajmy się. No nie, no już przywitaliśmy się, ale wy oczywiście jesteście po drugiej stronie, więc 603060606.
Yes, let us know what you're doing this morning. Where are you going? Maybe you're going to the gym. What are you doing? What are your plans for this weekend?
Tak, i jest koniec winter holidays. Uf, niestety.
Finished already?
Almost. Last weekend, so...
So let us know what you're doing on 603060606.
Make love and listen to the music. Yeah, to let yourself go, go, go.
this week me and Evelino were on tour in London.
London, exactly.
London, what a beautiful city.
Podbiliśmy London, drodzy słuchacze, together with Chris. Yes, it's amazing city. It's a great city.
And I love how it's like springtime there. Right now the weather is like 16 degrees in London, so if you have no plans this weekend, go to the airport, jump on a plane and head to London.
You remember my shoes. Pojechałam w trampeczkach tak zwanych, ale gdy wylądowaliśmy z powrotem w Gdańsku, okazało się, że jest głęboka zima i był trochę problem, ale dałam radę.
But I need to address this this situation here. And this is a typical Polish situation. We was both on the plane together on the way home.
Tak.
And the typical Polish thing, I don't quite understand this, but when you land the plane, everybody with starts luck. To applaud. Yes.
No tak, ale but this is not only Polish.
No?
I also had it in Portugal.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Portugal people also clap their hands. Mm-hmm.
But for me, this is like, okay, so when I go to the shopping center and I park my car, are people going to start clapping for me because I've managed to park the car correctly?
Yes,
like, guys.
Because that's you, Chris.
But come on, pilots. If nobody knows this, I am giving you this information right now. Most of the time they use autopilot. Autopilot lands the plane. I'm not saying the pilots
Dzięki
are not...
Bogu, że mają autopilota.
I'm not saying they're not educated and well-trained, but come on, it's
of
autopilot.
Course it has. But I think there are worse things, you know. klaskanie to jest oczywiście jedna sprawa, ale co powiesz na to, że to się zdarza nagminnie w pociągach, ale w samolotach niestety również. Taking their shoes off.
Taking their shoes off. Okay, if they have smelly feet,
tak.
This is not good. Confined space.
I'm there with you, but it was very hard to be on the plane. Niestety.
I'm glad we wasn't sitting next to each other.
Oh. Yeah, so the plane, a lot of stories. I always feel on a plane like fish in a tank, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
And even the heating. I don't know what it is. Why does the heating need
it
to be so
hot.
High? Yes. But still, Polish people, again, I know I'm picking on Polish people a little bit, but they're there wearing their winter coat. They're in the plane wearing their winter coat. And I'm thinking, are you serious? Like, are you not, like, cooking inside? This is crazy for
Ale
me.
Ale to jest mój coat, and I want to have it. Nikt nie może dostać mojego coatu. To jest
so, let us know, what are your strange traveling aeroplane experiences? You can let us know on 603-060606.
Ale może też zabawne, funny ones.
Funny ones. Yeah. And, of course, we do have a small competition for you today with a fantastic prize.
Hi, this is Ray Wilson. You are listening to the best radio station in the world, Radio Gdansk.
Aha.
Aha.
Mr. Ray Wilson and the best radio station. What can we say?
Yep, Radio
more.
Gdansk. Good morning, Gdansk, to be more precise.
No więc właśnie, mamy dla Państwa zaproszenia. Chris, this is Ray Wilson concert.
We have Ray Wilson concert happening tomorrow as well in Stary Manesz. At 8 p.m.
Stary Manesz.
Stary Manesz.
Stary Manesz. So, Ray Wilson.
Hi, this is Ray Wilson. You are listening to the best radio station in the world, Radio Gdansk.
I love this.
So, to win these tickets, all you have to do is let us know your funniest story, your strangest story.
Smelliest one.
Smelliest one, yes.
603-060606.
Or get us on Facebook at Good Morning Gdansk.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. Saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us. Both of us, both of us, both of us. Up on my shoulders, tell me what you see. 'Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet. up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. 'Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet.
Osiemnaście minut po 11. Good Morning Gdańsk, 603-06-06-06 albo nasza strona na Facebooku. Dziś pytamy Państwa o najdziwniejsze, najzabawniejsze sytuacje, które miały miejsce w samolocie.
Yes, so just send us in your stories, your funny stories, your strange stories.
I always feel so nervous when I'm on a plane. I hate flying, but I do fly.
This is apparently the safest way to travel.
I know, but still, landing is the worst.
Yeah, of course, and especially on these low-budget airlines, which I tend to find that the pilots are maybe just qualified or qualified yesterday.
Please don't say this because I always think about this. But it's actually untrue.
The funniest thing about the other day was when we arrived at the airport and Evelina, she had a lighter on her, not because she smokes, you know, we wouldn't endorse such a bad habit, but because she just likes to carry a lighter just in case she likes to light candles anytime. And you should have seen how worried she was, asking me 5 times, oh, are they going to allow me through with a lighter?
Tak,
is it okay?
Bo w Wielkiej Brytanii kontrole na lotnisku są okropne. Musisz stać w kolejce i zawsze jest wielki stres, czy na pewno cię przepuszczą, czy na pewno możesz zabrać to ze sobą, czy nie. Bardzo duży stres. Don't laugh at me, you bad boy, bu, 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 bu.
What do you think was going to happen, you know, if they found a lighter?
No, maybe no. This is stress. They will ask me in English and then I have to explain. Too stressful situation. But you fly more. Because you go home.
Yeah, and I know if I'm carrying anything dangerous, they probably will just take it off me and put it in the bin. I'm not so worried.
Oh, so good that you were by my side, you know. But you were there.
Also, one more thing I noticed on the aeroplane.
Yeah.
Is there is a lot of people who like to carry fanny packs. We call them fanny packs in the UK or bum bags.
Fanny packs?
Yes, these are
po polsku powiedz do mnie.
These are like the small bags which you put around your waist and clip them at the back. Normally you would wear them if you're going on holiday.
Ah, nerka tak zwana.
Nerka tak zwana. Tak.
Kidney, we call it a kidney.
You call a kidney, yeah?
Yeah, this is the small bag here.
Yeah,
ah,
yeah.
Okay, perfect for concerts, yes. Festivals. Aha, nerka. Mm-hmm.
Now,
so what? Fanny bag?
Fanny pack. Ah, fanny pack. Yeah, or bum bag.
Uh-huh.
We have a few different names.
Word of the day.
What is it with these? Please tell me, what do you carry in these?
Okay. Paszport. Wszystkie pieniądze, klucze, to jest wszystko najważniejsze, musisz to mieć przy sobie, ponieważ thieves are everywhere.
Do you understand that we have pockets? We wear jeans or trousers with
no,
pockets,
właśnie,
guys.
A potem you call me and then you say, oh, I lost my wallet, oh, I lost my smartphone.
But this
do
is something,
something.
My father used to wear these on our family holidays when I was about 13, 14 years old. And now, of course, no, he doesn't do this anymore. And my father is the least fashionable person you'll ever meet. So if he has stopped wearing these, then everybody else should have stopped wearing these.
Alan Berka is in fashion, come on.
This is not in fashion, I fully disagree.
It's completely in fashion, but there is something more. Nerka, this is one thing, and other thing, it's like a pocket. Taki specjalna mała torebunia,
yes,
którą państwo mogą wkładać pod koszulkę. And you know, neck pocket, this is called like neck pocket. I wtedy dopiero wszystkie swoje kosztowności trzymasz blisko przy serduszku, nikt ci ich na pewno nie wyrwie.
I think we're getting all a little bit too nervous about people stealing things these days.
Yeah, you know, you never know what happens. And London is, come on, not the safest place
of
on
course,
the world.
Of course, but if you do have one of these Nerka...
Nerka. You have your two Nerkas, okay. Of course, but then you can also have this bag.
If you do have one of these fanny packs, then I want to know, what do you carry inside this as well? Because as a man, all I do is carry my mobile phone, keys and wallet.
Wallet, if wallet, because now you can't have money on your smartphone.
Exactly.
Normally
I do this. But what I just don't understand, I cannot...
Maybe 603-060606, bo czekamy na wasze historie. Ray Wilson też na was czeka.
Ray Wilson, tomorrow, Study Manish, 8 p.m. All you have to do is let us know your funniest, strangest stories of travel, aeroplane travel, preferably.
Nerka, albo neck pockets and everything.
Let us know on 603-060606 and you'll have a chance to win those tickets.
Good morning, Dansk. We are here and our listeners are also there. Oh, they ask if they should write in English.
Of course they should write in English. That's a no-brainer. Come on, guys. It's good morning, Gdansk.
Our teacher.
I do have Google Translate up here just in case. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Okay, so 603-060606. To już powtarzamy, państwo wiedzą, ale in case in English.
603-060606 or get us on our Facebook page at Good Morning Gdansk.
When everyone you thought you knew deserts your fight, I'll go with you. You're facing down a dark hall, I'll grab my light and go with you. I'll 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 go with you, I'll go with you. Surrounded and up against the wall, I'll shred them all and go with you. When choices end, you must defend, I'll grab my back and go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I'll go with you. End of your driveway, they're calling for your head and they're calling for your name. I bomb down on them, I'm coming through. Do they know I was grown with you? If they hit a smoke, no, I'll go with you. Just keep it outside, keep it outside, yeah. Find yourself in a lion's den, I'll jump right in and pull my pin and go with you. I'll go with you.
It's nearly 11:30 and here's the news with Jacob Toon.
Radio Gdansk English Service.
Radio Gdansk English Service, RGN News. Ireland hopes that the legislation plan will not be jolted into action. President Duda proclaims, united we stand, divided we fall. Poland's a country of economic success. And in local news, Lotos Group will be a sponsor of the Baltic Opera again. The same passed a law that commemorates the secret military organization Gryf Pomorski. Good morning. Ireland hopes that the legislation plan will not be jolted into action. Ireland has prepared a contingency plan in the event of a Brexit that fails to deliver smooth transition from the EU. The Irish Deputy Prime Minister said that the ill-orchestrated Brexit will be a lose-lose-lose for the UK, EU and Ireland. He contends that the 70-page bill should remain on the shelf and never go into effect. The bill runs a gamut of topics from extradition to energy. The legislation's aim is to provide the continuation of present activities, the continuation of pensions and other benefits, maintaining existing extradition arrangements, allowing citizens to be able to continue health services in the other jurisdiction and other provisions of the legislation stipulated by the bill. President Duda proclaims, united we stand, divided we fall. The Polish president says that the Union of Poland, Lithuania, and Ukraine makes the brigade more intimidating and stronger. The three presidents met in the headquarters of Lithuanian Polish Ukrainian Brigade in Lublin. After the conference, the presidents paid a visit to the soldiers from the brigade who train together and perfect their skills. In 2019, the soldiers will be trained by the soldiers from the USA, Canada, Georgia, and Moldova. The president of Lithuania says, if Russia continues to lead an aggressor's policy, the sanctions will have to be extended. Poroshenko, in response to the questions regarding Ukraine's aspirations, states that Ukraine awaits NATO's plan of action and a date when Ukraine could join NATO. Duda highlights that 4,500 American soldiers were present in 2014. Attempts are being made to increase numbers of U.S. soldiers in Poland in order to fend off any aggressor. Poland's a country of economic success. Oettinger, commissioner of the budget, believes that Poland is doing great. He says that Poland's GDP is catching up with the more developed EU countries. The commissioner hopes that the cohesion and agriculture policies will still be in the forefront of the EU's policy making. A few problems may disturb the further implementation of the policies. Brexit is a blow to the EU's cohesion. This year is the election year for the EU and the decisions will be taken down the line for the future of the EU. Some EU countries postulate that the money should be spent on new technology, science and research. Oettinger gives an example of Poland and its strides that were made in the development of the country thanks to the cohesion policy. Lotos Group will be a sponsor of the Baltic Opera again. Lotos will sponsor the Baltic Opera on the 1st March after a three-year period from its last patronage. The day of the patronage will begin with the premiere of Thais. The withdrawal from the sponsorship 3 years ago was due to a change of Lotos' institutional director. All opera spectacles were cancelled in May 2016 owing to the lack of sponsorship. The Sejm passed a law that commemorates a secret military organization, Gryf Pomorski. 423 members of the parliament votes for passing the law and only one member vetoed no. The secret organization came into being in 1939 and assumed the alias Gryf Pomorski. Its purpose was to fight Poland's independence and the protection of the Catholic Church. Yusuf Dambek was the creator. The weather. The wintry weather continues today with overcast skies and temperatures well below freezing. The outlook for Sunday, continuing cold but becoming sunny.
My love, my lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, well it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on, well, I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long, well it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you and I'll be there. From those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel it. It just feels like paradise running through your bloody veins. You know it's love heading your way. It just feels like paradise running through your bloody veins. You know it's love heading your way. My time, well it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom boom heart. It's a beating, it's a thumping, and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between, it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel. Bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If it feels like paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
Paradise, roll on, roll on.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:35 and you're back here with Chris and Evelina.
Dokładnie. I mamy sporo SMS-ów od Państwa. Olga napisała pewnego razu, gdy lecieliśmy do Londynu. Yeah. Proszę, obok mojego taty siedziała kobieta z małym dzieckiem. Poprosiła pani, mego tatę, aby przez chwilę potrzymał jej dziecko, co też uczynił, ale pani zamiast zabrać od niego swoje własne dziecko, zaczęła podrywać mężczyznę siedzącego przed nią. Skończyło się na tym, że mój tata został samowolną nianią, samolotową nianią. Ach, przepraszam, pozdrawia serdecznie Olga.
Isn't that what fathers are for, you know, for babysitting the child while you want to...
But it wasn't a father. It was a, you know, just a man sitting next to her, to this lady.
Mojego tata?
Yeah, because it was Olga's father, but it was a baby of another woman.
Okay.
Yeah, so she just, please, can you hold my baby for a while? And then she, you know, just went to another guy and hee hee ha ha.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
Tak, ja myślę, pani Olgo, że takie były historie.
I don't know what I'll do in that situation. Somebody handing me their baby?
Yeah, samolotowa niania. It's like a flying nanny, plane nanny, something
unreal.
Like this.
And we do have a funny story here. One lady's husband, and guys, you have to put your names on this.
Tak, prosimy.
One lady's husband was... He was reading the Last Flight. The book was titled The Last Flight, and of course, on the way back.
Ostatni lot.
On the way
Jak
back.
Można czytać taką książkę w samolocie, ludzie.
Why would you? These are the kind of people watch the documentaries about flying before they go on holiday.
And that's me.
Yeah.
I always.
Who does that?
Zawsze te katastroficzne reportaże właśnie przed lotem, ale you know, I feel safe then. They can survive. To jest możliwe przeżyć.
And of course, coming back from the Dominican Republic, they did have plane failures. So as they were flying, they did have a few failures. Yeah, so don't read these kind of books. I know.
Ja już jestem spocona. Awaria silnika i czytać książkę Last Flight i to wszystko się dzieje naprawdę. Pozdrawiamy was bardzo serdecznie. Cieszę się bardzo, że piszecie te SMS-y, że jesteście z nami.
So, if you do have strange or funny funny flight ideas or funny flight situations which have happened to you, let us know on 603-060606. And I do have one more thing very quickly. Queuing. We experienced in London the way people queue for a bus, and if you go to our Facebook page, I have posted this video. This is the British way of queuing, guys.
Something that never happens
in Poland. It does not happen in Poland. And I even experienced this at the passport control. I found out the reason why Polish people have families. This is purely because you can then put one child in each queue, and whichever one goes fastest, the whole family runs to that queue. And of course, I was in this queue behind this family. So it started out one person. By the time I got halfway down the queue, there was six random people in front of me, all associated with this family.
Oczywiście to jest najlepszy powód, by dzieci by właśnie stawały w kolejce, ale wiesz jak to jest, jak jesteś w kolejce. Zawsze szybsza jest ta druga kolejka, nie ta, w której ty stoisz. I always do that, you know? Always see the man, za którym jest pan, za którym normalnie bym stała, ale przeniosłam się do drugiej kolejki and he's faster and you know how furious I get. To normalne. You don't do this?
Never do I do this. This is a British thing. We're polite. And inside me, all the time I want to say something. I really want to say something. I'm like, guys, what the hell are you doing?
Are you insulting us now? Christopher?
Honestly, if you need instructions on how to queue, I will happily give these to you.
603-060606 and na Facebooku Chris też odpowiada.
Add Good Morning Gdansk Facebook page. But yes, let us know your strange travel stories to win the Ray Wilson concert tickets on 603-060606.
It's hard to stay mad at you when you look like that, when you move like that. So give me that attitude and I'ma give it right back. Make the tension last, like oh my God, you the baddest. We go on and not just about at it. I don't wanna come across as too dramatic, but I'ma die if I don't have it. We're on that sexual vibe, you got me on that wave. I'm only here for the night, so tell me what's the play. I'm under your influence when you're on top. You know that I'm listening, tell me what you want. We're on that sexual vibe. Efforts so effortless, yeah. So don't move too fast, cause I like it when you fuck with me reckless. And I'ma give it right back, make the tension last. Like oh my God, you the baddest. We go on and on just like a habit. I know all them other dudes, yeah, they were average, but that's fine, cause they was practice.
I'm under your influence when you're on top. You know that I'm listening, tell me what you want. We're on that sexual vibe. Sexual vibe. You got me on that wave. I'm only here for the night, so tell me what's the play. I'm under your influence when you're on top. You know that I'm listening, tell me what you want. We're on that sexual vibe. Yeah, we're in that sweet spot. Baby, just don't stop. That sexual vibe.
Sexual vibe. Ooh, what a title. And you definitely can have vibes today, tomorrow, because we have a lot of propositions for you.
We do indeed. We have the whole weekend planned for you. So if you don't know what to do, there is a fantastic list on our Facebook page. But just a few ideas to get out of your comfort zone, to maybe start using different languages. You can head to the Immigration Museum in Gdynia today. And it starts at 12:30, guys. So hurry up. You've got about 45 minutes. So jump in the car now. For a language swap idea. So this is, have you ever been to a language swap, Evelina?
To a language swap? No, but I did sometimes like a bridge. How was it? Like personal conversations.
Okay, like one-to-one conversations?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
How was it called? Zapomniałam. No?
Like one-to-one conversations,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a special name. Tandem. Oh, tandem. It's called like tandem. But it was okay. Like 15 years ago. It was very popular in Poland when you were during studies to do a tandem.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And actually, Evelina told me the other day, she was like, oh, well, thank you, Chris, so much. Since January, my English has improved so much. My words, my vocabulary.
Oh, look at him, look at him.
Or tonight, in the Metro Club in Gdansk, we have the Depeche Mode and the Cure Party starting from 9 p.m. Tomorrow, though, we do have Ray Wilson.
Hi, this is Ray Wilson. You are listening to the best radio station in the world, the Radio Gdansk.
Best radio station
His
in the
voice,
world.
I love it. 603-060606 to tak w sprawie biletów na Raya Wilsona. Już nic nie mówię. To
dziękuję bardzo. We do have tickets for tomorrow night, 8 p.m. in Stary Manish. Ray Wilson will be performing, and you can win those tickets by sending in your strangest travel ideas or travel situations, sorry, on aeroplanes. And yeah.
You can also go to the cinema and see The Greatest Showman. Can you still do this?
Not in cinema. But I don't. Was this a big thing in Poland?
Because I don't think so.
In the UK,
Król Rozrywki, tak się nazywał chyba ten film w Polsce.
In the UK, this is huge. And what I love now is how so many film actors are becoming singers. We have Hugh Jackman,
tak.
Zac Efron, Dwayne Johnson. Yeah. But so many film actors are now singing songs, and these are becoming really popular.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see you getting closer? Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and your blind devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall, it's holding on. Where the brother ways are
That is Hugh Jackman. This is the greatest show.
Wow, he sings really nice. I like this.
This is what I love though. Come on, all of these movie stars are singing songs now.
Zobaczcie, jak on jest podniecony. Gdybyście tylko mogli zobaczyć. How emotional he is at the moment.
Seriously,
almost
amazing
like
song.
On a movie now.
That song needs to be played more on Polish radio, I believe.
The greatest show, czyli z musicalu Król Rozrywki, to już za nami. A ja jeszcze wrócę do tematu nerek. Bo proszę bardzo, panie są po mojej stronie. Si, kocham swoją nerkę, noszę w pracy, na koncertach, imprezach, spacerach z dziećmi. O, proszę bardzo, Kasia
napisała. And she also says that it goes well with trousers and a skirt.
No proszę.
It doesn't, Kasia.
It does.
I'm sorry,
oh,
Kasia,
Chris,
it doesn't.
No, no fashion show together, Christopher. Kasia też, nerka kiedyś była modna, później stała się passe, tak właśnie było, ale uważam, że niesamowicie praktyczna torba, tak. Całe szczęście wróciły do łask. So, nerka is very useful when you travel. Yeah, in New Zealand, my nerka was always there, and it was really very practical.
You will never see me in a nerka. I've never
and
worn one of these, and I never will.
You think I want to see you wearing a nerka? That's the question.
But even, I see guys, even in the gym, they actually have their gym gear on, and they're wearing one of these, working out in the gym.
Gym fashion is another subject. I'm very curious.
Yes.
What's your gym outfit?
Of course. I find most Polish
leggings?
Men. Yeah, most Polish men go for these leggings. And if I wear these, then I wear shorts over top. Because with leggings, you can see everything.
We
yes?
can talk now.
Yeah. You can see absolutely everything. So yeah, the gym fashion, the Polish fashion. Maybe we need to start like some kind of clothing brand over here, like some British clothing brand.
No, widzisz, ile masz pomysłów na biznesy, ale państwo też piszą a lot of texting about the planes.
We do indeed, yes.
Tutaj pan pisze, że przesiadał się wiele razy i trafił na samolot z Bombaju, który miał lecieć do Edmonton. Oj, ciężkie przeżycie. Dużo ostrego hinduskiego jedzenia i Bollywood w telewizorach. But he's still alive. A nie, to pani napisała, Beata. Przepraszam, pozdrawiamy. To jest nasza stała słuchaczka.
Asha had a problem when she was going to Rome for the weekend and of course sitting next to one of these people that always seems to talk and just kind of... But what do you prefer? Because normally I find people don't talk on the aeroplane. You sit next to people and you're shoulder to shoulder for maybe 5-6 hours and you don't speak to this person once. Isn't that a bit strange?
I never speak because I'm too nervous to open my mouth. I just want to get out of this plane.
But I think this is strange. Like, you need to say hello or...
Nie, no
know.
Dzień dobry, przecież mówimy, no już bez przesady.
Yeah, I've never had somebody say hello to me on an aeroplane.
No, whose problem is this?
Well, maybe I need to be a little bit more open, who knows?
But when you go... jeżeli jedziesz pociągiem, na przykład Pendolino, na już
okay,
pociągi,
yep.
tak? Uruchomiono już jakiś czas temu tak zwaną strefę ciszy, a silent space where you can buy ticket and that's really a bless.
Yeah.
I always take this one because, you know, w pociągu to naprawdę można nasłuchać się takich historii, story of your life.
Is this
of the
just you being
life.
Unsociable?
Me?
Yeah. You want in the silent space?
Look at me. I'm the most socjalizującą się osobą na świecie.
Sociable person in the world.
Dokładnie to. To miałam powiedzieć.
So in the next opening, we will be announcing a winner for the Ray Wilson tickets. So you have until the end of this song to send in your strangest or weirdest flight stories on 603-060606.
Could it be the whole of opening wide?
Duran.
Eva, you are my...
Whatever.
Duran Duran. Okay, it's Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
We just got a text message from Eva, and I really hope your husband is not listening right now, Eva, but I have to say this because you are my kind of girl. She saw the trailer of the Hugh Jackman, The Grey Showman, and she basically is in love with this guy but too scared to tell her husband.
Chris też jest zakochany w Hugh Jackmanie. I can see this already.
Basically, yeah. He is the king of,
okay,
king of
okay.
life.
No judgment, you.
Honestly, this weekend, Evelina, you are watching this film.
Yes, I want to see it.
100%, yeah.
And as I said before, I think it wasn't that much popular in Poland.
Okay, so in the UK, in America, it was an absolute blockbuster. This gained millions of pounds.
Meisterstück.
Meisterstück, I love it. Masterpiece. It was a masterpiece, yes.
Okay, so Ray Wilson. Who will see Mr. Wilson tomorrow?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. So we do have a winner indeed, and of course we have to go with Olga. Olga and her story of the random woman passing her baby to Olga's father on the aeroplane while she could actually get up and flirt with another man on the plane. This is fantastic. And I love, the biggest thing I love about this is how sociable, we were talking about how unsociable people are.
Exactly.
How sociable is this? Just giving your baby away. Just, yeah, look after my baby for 5 minutes while I go get this. While I go get this guy's number. Yes, I absolutely love this. So Olga, congratulations. You are the winner of the Ray Wilson tickets.
Tak jest.
So change your plans for tomorrow because now you are going to the Ray Wilson concert.
Take this baby for the concert now.
In the Stadi Manesh Theatre in Gdansk.
Tak, wyślemy szczegóły oczywiście SMS-em, jak zawsze. Farewell.
Koniec.
Koniec.
Okay, guys, have a fantastic Saturday. Enjoy the weekend, and we will be back next week.
Tak jest. Chris Farman, thank you.
And Evelina Potocka.